Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday. That was the Whitlams with Blow Up the Pokies on 1FM Live and Local at 8 minutes past 8. I chose that song because I know it's a bit of a favourite of my guest. His name is Sam Birrell and he is the outgoing Chief Executive Officer of the Committee for Greater Shepparton. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Terry.
Do you endorse that sentiment?
You know, Blow Up the Pokies. Yeah. Okay, let me tell you what I find interesting about that lyrically. He said, you know, they had pokies so they could make the trains run on time in New South Wales. And then he says at the end, another man there was made the trains run on time. And he was referring to Mussolini, who was the dictator in Italy, sort of pre and during the early parts of the Second World War. So there you go, fairly provocative lyrical content. But,
yes.
But that's what makes a good song.
Absolutely. No, I knew you liked the Whitlams. So outgoing CEO of the Committee for Greater Shepparton. And for those people who don't know, perhaps we can explain what the Committee for Greater Shepparton is, essentially representing businesses in the region and lobbying, etc.
Yeah, well, it's an advocacy group. It's funded by the business community, but it hopes to represent Greater Shepparton as a region. And it began in 2013 when there was a feeling amongst a lot of community leaders that we weren't heading in the right direction and that things weren't going well in Shepparton and we didn't have much relevance with governments and the local government perhaps wasn't representing us as well as it could. So we wanted to be a very positive, visionary group that looked to advocate for the region. And things have changed a lot in the landscape since those times, 2012, 2013. But I think the committee has played a role in that too.
I'm sure that it has. Do we still need a committee for Greater Shepparton now if things are better?
Yeah, I think we do. I think things are better, but we're not where we need to be and I don't think we've achieved our full potential. I think there's a lot of momentum. So momentum is building about this region, and when you go and talk to people in Sydney and Canberra and Melbourne about Shepparton, and I think the narrative has changed. I know the narrative has changed. So, but we've got to capitalise on that and really take our place as one of the significant regional cities of Victoria.
What needs to be done now?
What's next? Well, there's been a lot of things done, I think, that probably need to be seen through properly, leveraged, and make sure they're gotten right. Now, if we start with connectivity, we've got the rail funding. So the state and federal government have given all of this money, which is significant. It's nearly $700 million to fix the Shepparton Rail Corridor. I think we need to make sure that we see that job through and make sure that people are held to account and that it's done properly and that it's that the locals use and enjoy the service and it increases what we want, which is people moving to Shepparton. And then we look at some other, and on that too, whilst the money's wonderful and the project's great, we still have poor travel times between, and still will have not as good travel times between Melbourne and Shepparton. And anyone who's been on one of those trains will know that they slow up when we get into the city.
And half the time you're on a coach for half the trip.
Yeah, well, that's going to be worse for a few years before it gets better while they build it. So I understand that. But detangling the metro and the regional trains is something that governments have got to confront at some stage. What else needs to be done? When I go and talk to the businesses around here, there is a chronic skills shortage. So businesses are wanting to grow. The economic conditions are allowing them to grow, but they can't find the staff they need. So the combination of bringing people in from other areas, whether it be overseas or other parts of Australia, making Shepparton an attractive place for them, but also growing our own, making sure the kids who are graduating from the local schools have pathways into these businesses and skills to be able to contribute.
Do businesses need to do more training if they want local people?
Yes. Businesses definitely need to be part of that solution, and they need to invest in young people, and there needs to be a meeting of the minds, I think, in that businesses sometimes have very high expectations of what young people are able to do, And it's instructive to think back when you were 17 or 18.
I knew nothing.
I think I knew nothing.
I think I knew nothing too.
But I was taken on board by businesses who gave me a chance. But also young people need to understand what the, you know, the productivity and
are.
Yeah, the profitability of these businesses and contribute to that.
What are the other key issues facing us right now?
So that's probably the main one. It's the skills shortage, but also this region, the Goulburn Valley, will always be, well, I think has traditionally been, and even though it's diversified, it's still relying on its agricultural sector. The agricultural sector's having two wonderful years, but you've got to look ahead and say, okay, what if we don't have such wonderful years? And it all comes back to irrigation water. And the Murray-Darling Basin Plan has not been finalised to the satisfaction of many, and there's still landmines out there for us if we don't get it right. And if, you know, certain people in the Parliament had their way, we would have a huge amount of water that would be extracted from this region for South Australia, and it'd really damage the economic ability of this region. So that's a even though we've done, I think, a good job on trying to protect that resource, that valuable resource, I think we've got more work to do there.
So what do you see as your achievements since you've been CEO? How long has it been?
It's been nearly 6 years.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Well, firstly, you can only achieve based on what you've got. And the inaugural chair, David McKenzie, and the inaugural CEO, Matt Nelson, set up an excellent organisation, getting some networks into Melbourne and into the government. And so I think they laid a really good base. I've tried to grow the organisation, so I've employed more staff, tried to have more of a footprint. I've tried to be vocal on issues and really push that thought leadership and try and put ideas out there. It hasn't always been popular, and you know, that provokes these debates that we have that are probably necessary. But I look back and I think, well, even though it's been a troubled project, I do think that the Greater Shepparton Secondary College is a great achievement for the region, and I think we will look back in 5 years' time and say, yes, wasn't it good that we did that? Because now the state school kids have such a wonderful facility, one of the best facilities in Victoria. I think we pushed the envelope on the on rail to try and make sure that funding came through, and likewise with the hospital stage two, which hasn't happened yet. But I think we've done well on that. What I've also tried to do is work really hard with local members, and I think that there's and the local government, and I think there's a collaborative effort in Shepparton now, and that's the way I like to work. I like to sort of not be overly critical of people just for the sake of it, which I think politics can get a bit like that, but work with Damien Drum and go to Canberra and take delegations of people there. And he's been wonderful getting his access with the Prime Minister and other ministers. And likewise, Susanna Sheed, who's been, work collaboratively with her. And one more thing I'd say is that when you go to the committees for cities, there's a lot of them across Australia and New Zealand, and we all meet a couple of times a year. I always find they're often having a big fight with their local council. I think we've managed to avoid that. Sure, we disagree on things, but
you need each other, really, don't you?
Yeah. Often those fights are ego and personality based. Mm. I feel like we and council have put that aside for the good of Shepparton and have done a lot of things collaboratively together.
Well, that's good to hear. That's the way it should be. It's the way politics should be, but it often isn't.
Yeah, I think, you're right, can be confrontational and conflict for the sake of it, whereas the achievement for the people is really what you're trying to do.
One would hope so.
Yeah, and an example of that is the Community Connector role, which is that Fiona Smolinars does, welcoming people into the region and helping them settle and helping recruit, attract and retain people. And that's a collaboration between council and us, and we run it together.
So you mean you both fund it?
Yeah, we both fund it.
Hmm.
And we both fund it, and it's with other people running it, in my opinion, it could be very difficult because it's a clunky arrangement to have one program run by two organisations. But I find working with the offices that I work with at council on this project, I find that it's a very good arrangement, and all we're interested in is the project succeeding, not getting credit or not trying to control things, and I think that's a good thing.
Rowing in the same direction.
Yeah.
It's always a good idea. Now, you're wearing your North Face top, Sam, which, you know, served Dan Andrews well day after day at his press conferences. Are we going to see you pop up in politics in future? And I know you're not going to answer this question, but I have to ask it anyway.
I should have thought about it before I was selecting a jumper to put on to come in. The Dan Andrews North Face. The answer is I don't know. If there's opportunities come up into the future, I may consider that. But having said that, I'm not one of those people who's just going to sort of keep, you know, hanging around and keep sort of networking and pushing and everything until it's not my life's goal. If I look back as a retiree at 80 years old and I have never been in a parliament, I won't be regretful.
You're not going to suffer from relevancy deprivation syndrome?
I don't think so. But having said that, if opportunities came up, I would consider it, because I do like working for the good of people in this region. I'll always live here. I mean, I'll travel around a bit, but I'll always live here, and I really do love this region. So if there's a way to contribute to that, I'll look at it.
What else? What would be your ideal job, though?
Ideal job?
Yeah.
It's funny, when I was a kid, I wanted to be the Australian ambassador to Switzerland. So maybe it's not too late. Who knows? I think it probably is too late.
Something. I thought you might say something on the stage or something with your guitar.
Yeah, I think being a professional musician, I think I've left that run a little bit too late too.
Oh, never say never. Never say never.
Maybe I'm just going to be an enthusiastic amateur in that area for the rest of my life.
Well, that's a fair enough goal.
It's sort of good, I've always had to find the next job. I mean, I've only had about three jobs, but I've always had to find the next job as I was sort of finishing the last one, and that's okay. And you know, when you're sort of young and you're building yourself up, you've got to do that. I find now I'm able to finish this job, to leave, to do some smaller consultancy projects that people have asked me to do with a start and an end, and see what opportunities come up. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do over for the sort of the first 6 months of next year. And after that, we'll see what happens.
Well, thank you for all you've done for our community, Sam Birrell, outgoing CEO of the Committee for Greater Shepparton. And I'm sure you'll be back behind the mic talking about something else.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks very much. And thanks for you and 1FM. I've loved coming in here to talk about the issues of the region. It's been really enjoyable.
Well, you're always welcome.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Do you need it knocked over or smashed up? Keith McRae Demolitions are your demolition and environmental cleanup specialists. Equipped with EPA trucks and a mobile concrete crusher, they're also licensed asbestos removalists. Call into their yard where they stock a huge range of secondhand timber, steel, aluminium windows, all at super secondhand prices. Call Crowbar Demolitions today on 58299 413.
Sponsors of 1FM.
Welcome to Intersport Shepparton. Yes, you really are welcome to the GB's home of all the biggest brands in sporting gear and the latest apparel, found all in one great, bright and brand new location in Fraser Street, right next door to Bras and Things. We're different at Intersport. Why? Because we care. We are proudly locally owned and operated. So come and say g'day to Nipper Harvey and the friendly staff for a unique shopping experience that you'll only get in one place. Intersport Shepparton, the heart of sport.
Station sponsor.
You don't want to miss the Black Friday sale at 40 Winks. Buy online and save 50% on mattresses and 30% on bedroom furniture. That's 50% off mattresses and 30% off bedroom furniture. T's and C's apply. And if you're confused about which mattress to buy, head in store and our exclusive bed match system will find the right sleep solution for you. But hurry, the Black Friday sale must end Cyber Monday.
At sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now. So it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1-800-599-699, or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
From all here at the Maroopna Golf Club, thank you to the local footballing and greater community for supporting us throughout the pandemic. Whether you're a serious golfer looking to improve your game, or you, your mates, or your family are just looking for a bit of fun, remember, the Maroopna Golf Club is home to the Goulburn Valley's only full-length driving range, open to the public 7 days a week. Have a meal in our bistro with Palmy Nights now on every Thursday. And don't forget to check out our fully stocked and price competitive pro shop for all of your golfing equipment and apparel needs. Thank you, and see you here at the Maroopna Golf Club.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.